John, you and your staff work so hard to put this roster together. It's kind of like watching your kids grow up. What about this 9-0 start?
When you go about this whole process, you want to get the best players available for this coaching staff who are excellent teachers. You want to create that competitive depth that we've always talked about. But I think the most rewarding thing is watch how these guys have come together. We've emphasized that, and they truly have come together as a group. It's a total team effort.
How unique is that to see this team come together like it has?
Do you try to create that? There's sometimes that you have it, sometimes you don't. It's a year in, year out thing, but it starts from leadership at top. And once the leadership continually and constantly gives you that message, guys start to believe into it. They believe in their abilities and the common goal that everybody is striving to achieve. And you can see that in their play every Sunday.
For lack of a better term, how much of the Andy Reid-ness and his approach, you've known him a long time, has been a part of this incredible start.
I've always said one of the things I admire about Andy is his ability to lead groups of young men. Guys have bought into that. It's easy to like him. He treats them fair. He treats them like men. And that's what good head coaches do. They lead young men to great goals.
I don't get excited much. I'm pretty docile. Every week, you're just there saying, okay, it's 7-0, it's 8-0, it's 9-0. In Green Bay, you won in November, you won in December, you won in January, you won in February. From here on, how do you win in the winter?
1-0. I mean, you go each week looking at your opponent. You have to play sound defense. You have to be able to run the football and not make turnovers. But what you have to concentrate is one game at a time, win November.
Let me ask you about your crew, because now the college games get more intense. You're getting rivalry games, you get big bowl games, you get BCS games. What about you and your evaluation over the next 60 to 75 days?
Well, I think it's critical. You know, right now we're probably 70% done in terms of actually going through the fall season of the college personnel department. I'll be going out on the road scouting here myself, so I'll go catch a couple games. The All-Star Games are coming up here. That'll be a big assessment. You get a chance to really evaluate these guys, not only as players, but as people. And that's your first time to really get to know them.
That being said, how much do you weigh in when it's a conference championship game, a rivalry game, or a game to try to get bowl eligible? Do they weigh any more than a September game?
I don't think so. You can put a lot of emphasis on those big marquee games, those rival games, those conference games. But it's the consistency factor, I think, that's important. How you play through the whole year, are you dominating your opponents? It all comes down to the position itself, I think.
And when do you start putting together a board, and how fluid? Do you have a pseudo board right now?
No. We put our board together after all the All-Star games have concluded. All the scouts will gather here for about 17 days, and then we'll do our first board building exercise, so to speak. Then we'll go to the combine. We'll come back from the combine. We'll begin to do a second board building phase, and then it continually progresses all the way until May this year.